on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the computer corner, here are the data doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we are the data doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and none other than Matt Bauer.
None other.
There's your three-word limit. You've reached it, and you're done for the show.
Dang it.
That we are here to talk computers with you until the bewitching hour of 1 o'clock, I guess, huh?
All the way till 1 o'clock.
That's when we hand it over to the men in tights.
If you can handle an entire 53 minutes of computer talk radio, of technology talk, of talk about whatever's ailing you with your computer, then you've tuned into the right place. Indeed, it is the Computer Corner. Generally here, and starting again next Saturday from 12:20 to 2, but we're shortened up through the month of March due to Diamondbacks preseason games.
Spring training!
Exactly.
Twing. Hey, my son's football team won their second game in a row. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't have that sound anymore.
You got to find another sound.
Yeah, we'll find something some other day. All right.
And I apologize for all of for missing the last 2 weeks. I was on a very important mission.
Yeah, we already told them what you were doing, so.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Hey, my daughter broke her wrist on the second day of our snowboarding trip, so.
Your snowboarding research mission?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, in the bowels of the Colorado market.
Gotcha.
But I'm glad to be back. Man, is it gorgeous out there today?
It's a good day.
It is unbelievable.
It's nice.
We had an 8 o'clock game this morning with my son's football team, and it was just glorious. We won. It was beautiful. Almost got my car washed before the show. I got to go back because they couldn't finish it.
Almost,
I got to go.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, enough about that.
Yeah.
Why don't we get on to technology computer since we have 50 now, one limited minutes.
Hey, enough about technology. Let's talk about me.
It's the Ken Colburn show right here.
No, actually, it's the ergonomics show. We're going to talk about the ergonomics of computing or computing ergonomics, I guess they call it. Huh?
Either way.
And that is all of you people that have ails from playing solitaire too much or online gambling or whatever it is that causes you to have the repetitive stress injuries or carpal tunnel disease or syndrome or whatever they call all
syndrome.
These official.
Yeah.
You sound like Dr. Art now, huh?
I don't know about that. What we've got resources, we've got information, we got all kinds of good stuff in two different ways, in two different places, in two different forms.
Wow.
One, it's going to be over the airwaves, of course, right here. Through our website at datadoctors.com, you click on the radio show section. You can see resources, links, things to like alternative kind of pointing devices for those of you who maybe get a little bit frustrated with the mouse and the way that works. Some tips and information about ergonomics in general. Maybe seating heights. The kinds of, if you're using a fold-up card table chair, that might not be ergonomically the best thing for working on your computer. So maybe some real obvious low-tech stuff and, of course, high-tech stuff as well.
Slight changes to the position of your hand, your keyboard, your mouse pad, the height, the distance from all of those things. Where your screen is, you know, if your neck is kind of getting cricked.
Make sure you're not working in the dark. It can really, really do damage to your eyes. I don't know if people are aware, but especially with LCDs, the backlit, that's a fluorescent light. If you're working in a room that's dark, long term, now they're saying that can cause real serious eye damage.
Serious.
You want to be in a room with a light on, not just the screen of the computer. That's too much light from one directed source. So
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't know these things, huh?
Dr. Brandon in the house.
I saw it on the news this morning.
Dr. Disney.
It happened to be. I was watching one of the local news channels, and they happened to come on with a story, and they had a doctor on talking about, funny enough, computer ergonomics, which is just a strange coincidence.
Oh,
so.
They're trying to undercut us here.
No, I think it was like a national story that they were just kind of running on the side.
You know, I did...
Slow news day, you know?
I have, for the last 17 years on and off, had problems with my right arm, with the mouse clicking, or what I call a mouse elbow.
Mouse elbow?
Yeah. And one of the links on this week's show is this kind of upright mouse that I've used for a while that's... until it died, it was actually a much more comfortable way to
the vertical mouse.
Yeah, it's a more natural position for the hand. I cannot, for the life of me. I get a lot of people out there that like trackballs.
I don't get that at all.
I can't. Either. I just can't do it.
And then trackballs on the left hand. Oh, I'm so screwed with that.
I can't. Yeah.
Not working for me. I got to cross my arms over. And, you know, it's like this. This is here in the studio. at KTAR, we have the least ergonomically correct setup ever. It's a right-handed setup for something really weird. What you've got to do, the keyboard is like right in front of me as I'm talking to you right now, but the mouse is way over to the left, but it's set up for right-handed, and the screen is to your left. It's just weird.
No, you're weird. You just can't get used to it.
Yeah, I guess. It's weird. If you've got a weird setup, if you've got ideas for good ergonomics, if you've got mouse elbow yourself, if you know somebody who has those things, if you just want to talk about whatever your computer problem is, we'll take that too.
Doesn't matter.
The number is 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
And, you know, if you've found a device, a service, an exercise, anything that you can contribute to the show, remember, it's all about users helping users. Call on in, give us an email, whatever it is. Give us your two cents on you know, what you've experienced, and maybe, you know, by hearing that, someone will understand, hey, maybe there's a way for my madness, my pain, my hell to go away.
I find that blinking from time to time really kind of helps.
Kind of moistens the eyes. Yeah.
Every once in a while.
That's a good one. How about licking your lips? Do you do that?
You know, I probably do, because they get chapped sometimes.
Yeah.
And that must be from that.
Yeah, lick your lips a lot when it's really windy.
Not a good idea.
That's not ergonomics, is it, Matt?
No.
Do you want to see if we can go to the always ergonomically correct Adam to see if he has any ergonomic ideas for us?
Absolutely.
Because Adam comes to us, for those of you who aren't regular listeners, which is a sin in and of itself.
Yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Adam comes to us at the ripe old age now of, 15?
15.
And he's been around for, a couple of years. And in fact, we got a fax from somebody.
Yeah, we do. We got a letter. We got a love letter from a fan here. I have to read this for you, Adam.
Okay.
Dear Ken and Brandon. No, excuse me, addressed. KTAR, the Computer Corner. Wow, that sounds so official.
Yeah.
Dear Ken and Brandon, where is Louie?
I'm sure that's what this guy sounds
we
like.
We are concerned that Louie has been on a drunken bender ever since he's been replaced by Adam.
Yeah. Louie, the guy that calls from time to time still all over the country, and he's kite surfing here,
all over the
on a
world.
Beach over there. Yeah. I
you
feel
guys,
real bad for him.
You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself for dumping Louie. I don't think we dumped Louie. He needed help, and you guys... What's that?
Just kind of disappeared.
Well, no, here's the part that's very insightful from Tom and Mason. He needed help, and you guys may have pushed him over the edge. So I don't know what kind of help he was talking about. But I got a feeling if Louie's anywhere near a radio, we'll be hearing from him.
Yeah.
According to Ted, or Tom, Louie lived for your show. We can only hope that he's still alive and doing well. I guarantee he's out there kite surfing somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into any more trouble, let's get back into that topic of ergonomics.
Yeah.
What I do for ergonomics is I recently got a wireless keyboard and mouse. So I can actually, you know, lay down on my bed and point the monitor toward my bed and just...
Oh, that sounds ergonomically correct, laying down on the bed.
Hey, it's comfy.
Yeah, I'm sure. And let me tell you what happens at some point coming down the road. At some point, that thing stops working, or the mouse gets jerky, or the batteries get low, and you're going to find out just how ergonomically correct that situation really is.
Well, no, you know what the problem is. Are you laying, like, flat on the bed, pointing at the computer and working on it that way?
Kind
of. See, that's a 15-year-old's, you know, dexterity in the neck, and that lasts about 4.5 seconds for me. I got old man syndrome.
Don't worry, Adam. When you're as old as Ken in 30 years, you will feel the same way.
Maybe. So, what's going on in the world of technology, according to Adam?
Well, more software being broken by all the hackers now.
Imagine that.
Of course. One of my news stories you kind of highlighted in your newsletter is that there's a fix for a flaw in the Mozilla Firefox browser.
Yes.
A new update.
Dude, that was in our newsletter, dude.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cool.
Brandon's daydreaming, as usual.
He gave props. Yeah. He's on it.
Those of you who are Mozilla Firefox users out there... that little update icon will show up in your menu bar soon enough, and it'll point you towards Firefox 1.0.2, which includes the new fix for the flaw.
Yeah, you know, so many people have adopted Firefox now, the hackers are going after it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, it's use this, nobody uses it, it's safe, and then the minute everybody uses it, it's not safe anymore.
Right.
Well, I thought only Microsoft stuff was the stuff that wasn't safe.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Once
it's the least safe, but it's still...
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, another program that we haven't heard much about for a while is Trillion. There's actually been a flaw found in the Trillion instant messaging program.
Tell everybody what Trillion does.
Trillion's this neat little program that allows you to use five or six different instant messaging services in one program.
So all of you people, we see these in our shops all the time. All you people that have 15 icons for all the different instant messaging programs because of, you know, Aunt Martha uses Yahoo Messenger, and so-and-so uses the MSN Messenger, and then there's the AOL Messenger, and you got all those things loading, and you're wondering why your computer's so slow.
Yeah.
The consolidator is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now one issue with Trillion. Now, Trillion's a free download still, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
There are two versions of it now. There's a free version and a pro version. The free version is just as good as it's always been. Pro version just has a few more features to it.
And you can search in Google for Trillion, T-R-I-L-L-I-A-N. Now, one quick thing now. They, for a time, were having a problem with AOL. AOL was saying, we're not going to allow this to work like this.
That was AOL?
Yeah.
Well, they had a little problem with that for a while, then it came back. Then it was Yahoo, and it came back. But it's
yeah.
They're all, they kind of go back and forth. But at this moment, everything's working again.
It's all more gooder again.
Yeah, it seems to be working
exactly.
Right now.
All right, Adam, it sounds like also the voice transformation has been completed.
Yes.
It has. It seems that way.
Hey, but thanks for chiming in as usual, Adam.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2 and 350 pounds now.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Talk to you next week. That's our man, Adam, out in Glendale. I think it's time for a break, isn't it?
It is time for a break. Quick timeout. 602-277-5827. Two lines open right now. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.